next item is Echelon Design Center, shared parking agreement interpretation on Route 1.
The Echelon Design Center and Bigger Fish LLC are proposing a shared parking agreement. They're the two sites fronting along Route 1, but they're separated by Phillips Street, which is a 50-foot right-of-way. The two uses combined would require 152 parking spaces. The Design Center requires 77. The Fish Grill Restaurant requires 75. Between the two sites, they're proposing 153 spaces. My notes that I sent you referenced section 115-165B of the ordinance. And staff is basically raising the question, does this meet the guideline of the shared parking agreement?
Does it conform to the 600-foot rule?
Well, that's where I raised the question to Lawrence. It says they had to be adjoining, and then they...
That's one thing, yeah.
The other part, there's another section that says they had to be within 600 feet.
And that's the case, they're only 50 foot apart as far as properties go because of anything separating the private road.
I interpreted the 600 feet to be that your parking spaces couldn't be more than 600 feet from either use. In other words, I thought it was travel distance.
Well, it is in that case. Is there anything different with that? You're crossing the street to get to the other parking.
Yeah.
And they most likely did that, maybe not through a shared agreement, when the site for the Echelon Design Center was used for a restaurant. It used to be a restaurant also.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. And, knowing they probably crossed each other's paths, you know, many times by having two uses for restaurant purposes. And I can't, it was Garden Gourmet,
I think.
Gourmet, yeah. Okay. It was on that site where the Echelon Design Center is going, and then Big Fish is on the other portion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we had a similar situation with Bethany Blue's restaurant. I believe that part of the shared parking was they were able to use some of the Jiffy Lube parking area, and that's crossing a street to get to that as well. And I know Bethany Blue's, you know, when they're packed, they're parking everywhere.
Yeah. I guess that is it's cross, but it's across a private road.
That's not a public street.
Well, I know there's other offices and buildings, veterinarian and all kinds of stuff back there, but it wasn't crossing a subdivision street. But I'm just saying it you do have to cross the street to get to it.
Well, it was crossing a subdivision street,
right?
Because definitely it's a part of a subdivision, and it's, even though it's all commercial, it is a subdivision. It was actually, whoever developed Tiffy Lube's one that applied for it, if I remember right.
Chocolate subdivision.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this, the subject is two separate parcels that were never one parcel, and it's a public street between the two.
Right.
I'm not opposed in particular. I just want to point out that in my mind, it does not conform to the ordinance. I mean, the ordinance says adjoining property lines, and there's no way that those can be interpreted as being, they adjoin a public road, which adjoins both properties. I would suspect that the intent of the ordinance was two properties next to each other. Doesn't mean that we can't make an exception.
I'll play devil's advocate for one second, too, with regard to whether to approve it or not. You have to consider where you would draw the distinction, because we're talking about probably a 30 or 50 foot right of way that's a side road essentially here. But if you say that it can be
about across Route 1,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The flip side of it is, I'll say also that within Title IX, for purposes of sewer districts, to annex, the properties have to be contiguous. But the county has sort of taken a position, engineering has and council has, that contiguous can mean interrupted by a road.
Probably, yeah.
The difference is there, I think you're talking about pipelines. Here you're talking about people.
People walking across the street.
Yeah, and so there's different intents there.
Well, is the issue more that they need the parking for the new office building? I mean, the restaurant's already there. It already has its required parking, I believe.
Yes.
So it's more, it's not a matter of accommodating Big Fish Grill, it's more accommodating the new design center. And odds are, whether it's a shared parking or not, people are going to be parking in their parking lot and eating in the restaurant anyhow.
I think they do already.
I don't doubt it.
This, on the Big Fish site, there's a set parking area that's across, is it Martin Street, that goes behind Big Fish? That's used for Big Fish. So they have parking on both sides of that street.
Yeah, but I guess the question is, though, is that parking needed to get the parking requirements for Big Fish?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking of the site that I have in front of me, but that's utilized for the Big Fish, and it's across the street behind it.
Yeah.
I guess what triggered this? Was Big Fish violated because it didn't have enough parking, or was Echelon Design Center coming in for a site plan and they needed more parking, so they needed to get it from someplace? What was sort of the trigger for all this?
I think the Echelon needed the parking.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Let me see real quick. If this does not conform to the ordinance, I mean, can we make an exception, or is that a Board of Adjustment issue?
I mean, that's what you all are deciding, is whether it conforms to the ordinance, because if it doesn't, they need to go to the Board of Adjustment.
And if it does,
I don't think it does. I mean, they still have an avenue to get what they need.
Yeah. But
I'm not objecting to what they're proposing, but if the issue in front of us is whether or not it conforms to the ordinance, I don't think it does, but I'm just one of four sitting up here. So
what it says, just for the benefit of the folks, one of the requirements is location. All uses that participate in a single shared parking plan shall be located on the same lot or on lots that share a common boundary.
Well, that's even more explicit than the word adjoining would be.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a Board of Adjustments issue to me, but
I mean, I'm for one in favor of having shared parking when it's appropriate and can be used. I mean, the less impervious surface we have, the better, and to accommodate businesses that complement each other in terms of their schedule is good. But, you know, I think it sounds like I'm like you, Mr. Chairman, it sounds like it doesn't fit.
And I think they've probably paved every square inch they can find. It's not like they're conserving any land by doing this. It's simply
accommodating a bigger building.
So that's really not our.
So obviously one of the things they might have to do, looking at what they have here, is maybe making that stormwater management pond an underground infiltration system, and they're pricey.
Or build a flyover.
Build what?
And build a flyover so people don't have to walk across the street. Elevator on either side for handicap.
And when the Big Fish.
What plane are you?
When the Big Fish was built. When that Big Fish complex was built, there wasn't really any stormwater regulation. But now there are.
Right.
It's not all that objectionable, but it's not our decision. I don't think.
There'd be no action taken, or the commission determination is that there's a need to go to the Board of Adjustment.
The commission doesn't have the authority to act on it.
Right. Is there any motion?
I don't think you need to take a vote.
No, motion.
Just a consensus.
Okay. This is just a consensus that's the situation.
That's illegal.
Right. But the Board of Adjustments can certainly deal with it.
So we just don't need to respond to it?
No.
Okay.
Our next item is subdivision.